Sound smashing, melody maker. they got your prints on the fall. In a pinch, in the sky, in your
shadow, I will hold on to your love in the night, and the black sky will come. Heart shaking in the empty night, oh, I slide down in the basement tonight, oh.
Be a part. party when the wolf comes home. We're gonna commandeer the local airwaves to tell the neighbors what's been going on, and they will shake their heads and wag their bony fingers in all the wrong directions, and by daybreak we'll be gone.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
We're back. Friday morning, Boxing Day, Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC, brought to you by the CFRC Funding Drive. You just heard me tell you about it a few seconds ago, but we got 5 days. Please donate. We haven't hit our goal yet. Your support is greatly appreciated. You just heard the Mountain Goats with Up the Wolves. Always hard to say. Definitely a top three Mountain Goats song for me. One that, especially in the kind of bridge in the middle where he talks about how he's going to make people pay, I don't know, always resonates with me, always gets me in that kind of feisty fighting spirit. We had the Rural Alberta Advantage with Tornado 87, easily my favorite RAA song. We had PQ 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 with Farside Bathroom. Keen, Is It Any Wonder, released in the waning days of the Iraq War 2. We had Destroyer with Kaput, Sloan with Dream Destroyer before that, Men I Trust with Husk, Purple Mountains, Snow is Falling in Manhattan, REM, First We Take Manhattan. You're all caught up. Another nice long music block. That's what CFRC does better than anybody on the airwaves. And folks, believe it or not, I'm not going to have too much more to say today because we have got a juicy 19 and a half minute track coming up here because, like I said, we're getting wild, wacky, weird, hairy, and hectic, and I'm playing the stuff I want to play as a late Christmas present to myself. So I'm going to tell you right now, we are going to listen to every single second of the 2011 track Junior Dad by Lou Reed, with Metallica providing the musical accompaniment off the much maligned 2011 album, Lulu. Admittedly, I thought this album was awesome. I thought it was some of Lou Reed's finest lyricism. I thought it was some really interesting musical contributions from Metallica, probably the best they've sounded since, I don't know, 1988. I understand why critics hated it. I understand why people hated it. You look at the runtime, you look at some of the track listings. These are prohibitive barriers, such as the 19 and a half minute Junior Dad. But I think Junior Dad in particular, which is the album's closer, is one of the most like heart-wrenchingly direct and beautiful and bittersweet tracks that Lou Reed has ever done. And because we're getting wild, weird, and wacky, I'm playing every moment of it for you. So here we go. I think, without a doubt, the longest track played on any Indie Wake Up Call anywhere, ever, in the station's history. This is Lou Reed with Metallica. And this is the heart-wrenching gut punch that is Junior Dad on Friday morning.
We'll be right back. forehead. The brain that once was listening now shoots out its tiresome message. Dead father has the motor and he's driving towards an island of lost souls. Sunny. A monkey then to monkey. I will teach you meanness, fear, and blindness. No social redeeming kindness or...
It's me, it's Jesse. That was Lou Reed and Metallica with Junior Dad. Yes, I've wanted to play that for so long on this show. Never had an excuse to do so, but it's Boxing Day. We're getting wild, wacky, and weird. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. We've got time for maybe two more tracks because, yes, I dedicated the better part of 20 minutes to that last one. But I have no regrets. I think it was worth every single second. We're going to close out with a little 1-2 punch of, well, last year, my favorite track, period, which is Death and Romance from Magdalena Bay. And I'm going to throw a release radar on there to give you a little bit of great CanCon as a palate cleanser. But this is the last time we are going to speak until the new year. So let me thank you folks for making 2025 an incredibly memorable one for me. One of the best years I've had in a while. And trust me, I needed a good year after the last couple. So thank you all for your support. Thank you for listening. Enjoy these final two tracks. Enjoy the rest of your holidays. And I will see you bright and new in 2026 for the first indie wake-up call of the new year. Until then, Jesse Bell signing off.
up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a single by Kentucky called Born American, a song that is both a question and a reflection, urging listeners to consider the human impact of our world's shifting borders and systems. With vivid imagery and raw emotion, the song and its accompanying video invite you to feel deeply and reflect on compassion and understanding. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Born American by Kentucky on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
In the hospital, all alone in the middle of the night, a lonely mother gave her life. The nurse drove the dead woman's hair, closed her eyes up one last time. The doctor wrapped the baby up tight and said, he is born American. Fight, but he was also quick to forgive. He was cool,